Few things spark revulsion like rats.
Oh, rats.
Most people, including Indiana Jones, find them filthy, mean, just nasty. And if you live in a big city, you have likely crossed paths with rats many times. They seem to be everywhere. So it's easy to accept this idea. New York City has as many rats as people. But is that true?
Very unlikely.
That's our rat myth debunker, Jonathan Auerbach. He's here to talk about how many rats are likely to actually live in New York. What's that number, Jonathan?
Less than 2 million.
Jonathan Auerbach is a PhD student in statistics at Columbia University, and he's authored an award-winning study tackling this, turns out, unfounded belief. And first of all, where did this idea come from? I mean, how many rats do people think are in New York City?
People think there's around 8 million, but no one's quite sure where the statistic comes from. Robert Sullivan, who's a rat journalist, attributes it to W.R. Bolter, a man who was writing at the turn of the century.
And at that time, he kind of came up with this idea of there being one rat per acre in a community, right?
Yeah, there happened to be the same number of acres in England, where he was from, as people in England. So he drew the one rat per person connection.
And we talked about that 8 million number being the kind of rumor or urban myth, but what has the city been saying?
The city says a whole bunch of things, depending on who you ask. It's actually funny. I was talking to someone who's an exterminator, and he was under the belief that there were trillions. I mean, it's just giant colonies of rats.
Trillions.
Trillions. Okay. Some unfathomable number. And I guess if your job is to get them day in and day out, it seems like there's this unfathomable number. And then I talked to people who worked more with data, and they thought less than 8 million, and other people think 8 million. And I think the lesson here is that when nobody knows, you know, everyone's got their own personal assessment based on their own anecdotal evidence.
To be clear, you're a numbers guy. I mean, you use data from the 311 service phone number. This is the number people call in New York City for non-emergencies. And so people actually call in and say, hey, I saw a rat.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you find in the data?
That the data exhibits patterns that are inconsistent with the idea that there are 8 million hanging around. The actual number is likely to be less than 2 million.
But New Yorkers, like many city dwellers, I can imagine, might be jaded, right? I mean, maybe they're underreporting how many rats that they see.
So the assumption in this paper was that within a specific neighborhood, people call in consistent manners. It could be that only 90% of the people who see a rat think about calling it, 10% of them actually call, and then 1% have the patience to stay on the line in order to have their call registered.
Right. That's half the battle, right? Sticking it out of the service. And have you had any pushback since you kind of put out a proper number?
If I had, you know, come out and said, I think the agency is doing a terrible job and they're putting out BS numbers, I think there probably would have been pushback. But for the most part, I think I'm saying if we're going to be using numbers like these in order to evaluate policy, let's try to come up with some numbers that are backed by data.
So why do you think people are so attached to this idea, right, that there'd be as many rats as people?
I think people like the one rat per person statistic because everyone's seen a rat.
So anecdotally, if I've seen one, then people count that as their one rat, right? Their soulmate.
It falls apart when you consider other issues, you know, bike thefts. Maybe everyone knows someone who's had their bike stolen. Clearly, there aren't 8 million people running around stealing bikes.
Jonathan Auerbach, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Jonathan Auerbach. His survey is called Does New York City Really Have As Many Rats As People? It won the Young Statisticians Writing Award.